at the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C. with, guess who's here? Samantha Paxson from Co-op, how are you?
I'm great. We're kicking off. I'm not exhausted yet, so yet. It's awesome.
Yeah. Talk to you in a couple of days, for sure. Hey, you just gave a great keynote up there to open up this great event, and it was all about Activate Your Next, and you were talking about how it's so important for creatives to really focus on payments, because that seems to be driving everything these days. And you gave some examples of what you did the last 24 hours, and just amazing how payments are just driving our lives actually now. So Creighton's got to do the same, right? So is that kind of the theme here?
Yeah, I talk about Activate Your Next because so many credit unions ask, where should I be investing in 2020, 2021, 2022? Where should I be placing my big strategic bets? And we tend to be risk averse as an industry. We tend to not want to rock the boat and kind of have wait and see. And this is not the time to do that. It is time to be enthusiastically confident in where credit unions are going. And to do that, we need to be embedded in our members' lives. As credit unions, we do life stage type of solutions. We provide loans, we provide auto loans and home loans and home equity lines of credit and all of those good things. However, we kind of take our payment strategy and put it off on the side. It's kind of set over here. And it's a huge financial opportunity that credit unions can take advantage of now. They can see a boost in not only their incremental interchange revenue. There's $500 billion up for grabs between now and 2023 for all financial services, and that's just in payments interchange revenue. By 2028, that's expected to go up to $1.4 trillion. It's huge. It's a huge opportunity. But yet, what we're noticing is that payments drives the lifestyle or the life stage transactions. It's payments is that embedded day-to-day engagement methodology that as an industry we are not taking advantage of.
Why are we not taking advantage of it? What's going on?
Well, I think we've just always seen ourselves as the industry that gives and consumers the best deal in town. And that's great. But we have to be in the consideration set to be the best deal in town. And we not only need to lend out money, but we need to drive deposits to be able to lend more. And the way to do that is to be essential to the day-to-day member life. So what I just talked about was the fact that big tech, that's what they're focusing on. They are trying to be the crack of your life. They are trying to
doing a good job of it.
You addicted to engaging with big tech. And so what did they come to market? How did they break into the financial services market? They did it with payments. Facebook, Google, Apple, they're all coming out to market with payments. And because they understand how their end consumer behaves. What we're doing is we are focusing on loans, which is great. That is our bread and butter as an industry. But how those are at incremental stages in life. That is, I just told a story that in the last 8 years, I've done three big loan transactions. I bought a car, I bought a house, and then I remodeled that house. So that required three loans. So three transactions. Yesterday, on my way to GAC, I talked about how many times I used my payment device.
Yeah, it's like a dozen times, basically.
Yeah. In an 8-hour period, it was about a dozen times. That was a dozen opportunities to engage with my credit union. And is that credit union making it really awesome for me to engage with them from their payment side?
Yeah, you said to be digitally available, which I thought was an eye-opener for a lot of folks.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, the day-to-day tools that we use, I was on Amazon. Yeah, I've just unpacking my life from yesterday. I was on Amazon. I rode an Uber twice. I ordered online internet service on my flight. I pre-ordered my Starbucks. I Venmo'd my babysitter. You start looking at all of the ways that you engage, both in an e-commerce situation and a point of sale situation. And it's critical that we're thinking about both and that we are encouraging our members to use their credit union card in Postmates, in Uber, in Amazon, that we're taking advantage of Amazon Prime Day. And we tend to just not think about those things.
You're right. You said something in there that there was maybe a collective gasp in there, but you said to be more like a bank or a big bank? Or what's, I know what you were trying to do there, but it really shocked a lot of people. But it was very controversial, but there's a reason behind it, right?
It's because big banks are investing heavily in payments. So the reason why I say be like a bank is that banks in the last year, their overall loan portfolio was about $1.4 trillion. That's Chase, Wells, and B of A. Of that $1.4 trillion, 21.6% of that, sorry, 1.4 trillion transactions and loan volume, 21.6% of that was credit card loans. In the credit union industry, we're just under a billion in loan volume, and only 6.5% of that is credit card loans. So when you look at the dynamic between payments and lending, lifestyle and life stage, there is a correlation that we need to be measuring. Banks get that. Big tech gets that. They understand that if we embed ourselves into the lifestyle of our member through payments, we will grow not only incremental interchange revenue, that $500 billion that's up for grabs in the next 3 to 5 years, we will grow loan volume. We will grow that side of our business. We don't measure that well as an industry. We don't look at our lead metrics and our lag metrics. And for me, I think it's critical. I'm wearing red today because I'm saying we need to be bold. We need to lean into this, and because our members need us, and we're waiting for those lifestyle or those life stage transactions, and I think we really need to be there for them day to day.
Yeah, I completely agree with you because we've always prided ourselves on being a very humble industry, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But I think we need to really step out, and like you said, you're wearing red. And you want to be bold. You want to stick out, you know? So that's how you get people's attention.
Yeah, because people need us. And I also think the big opportunity, the way to live our mission, is to aggregate financial services. Where credit unions have an opportunity is that I just described my day yesterday. I did it all from my mobile device. What's great about that is it's super convenient. And I do it from, I have a fragmented relationship with all of those different entities. The challenge with it is that it makes it difficult as an end consumer to really understand how you're doing in your financial life. If you build that relationship with your members, you're able to reaggregate their financial services and help them with financial wellness. It's a way for us to have space in the market to compete. Let's build that engagement, reaggregate all of the use cases, earn, spend, save, borrow, protect, all of those things. We can't just focus on borrow. We've got to think about all of the use cases and how they work together.
Well, they complement each other, right?
They do. We have to think as humans. I'm a chief experience officer. I think like our clients. I think like our members. And we need to design the way that we deliver for our members through their eyes and in their shoes. And that's the day-to-day engagement that is really driving that growth. Credit unions need to grow. Our end members need us. And the number of members are growing, we're still at that 20% mark that really consider us their primary financial relationship.
That number needs to go up.
That needs to go up. It needs to go up. So I really encourage us to be bold. I encourage us to behave like big tech, fintech, and a bank, but do it in a credit union way.
Last question for you. Talk about Think 20, because this is where you guys were really going to dive deep into all this, right?
Yeah. I think that our focus is Activate Your Next, and we are breaking that down. Think is really going to be a how-to strategic event. So we're spending a great deal of time really understanding how to engage our consumer. How should we be understanding behavioral economics and how members are making choices, and how do we design according to who our individual target member should be? And we have to make tough choices about that. So that's day one. Day two is about how we then activate activate those choices. So how do you operationalize that strategy in a new paradigm, digital paradigm? And so we're going to be breaking down your specific strategy, your personalized credit union strategy, and seeing how to do that. And day three is how we rinse and repeat. How do you set up your credit union to be a digitally focused, progressive, modern, relevant, important, essential credit union for the modern age? So some incredible speakers from Harvard and MIT and incredible thought leaders. So I'm just thrilled to have Think 20. It's May 6th through 8, and I can't wait to see everybody.
Big D,
there.
Dallas, Texas,
Dallas.
Right?
Dallas, see, yeah. easy yeah. flight.
Exactly. Right in the middle of the country.
Easy. Yeah.
Stuff. All right, Samantha, I'll let you get going. Thank you so much, as always. Good job up there and getting their attention. I thought it was really, really, really good. Really thought provoking. I think it'll make people start thinking.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank
there
you.
She is, Samantha Paxton.